The current HR model has been evolving for a long time now, but it is based on functional divisions of HR work. So it's been HR silos. What we are finding in the new world of work and people specialists in the digital age, what we are now, the employees, the human assets that organizations employ, their orientation is much more different than what it was. They want to be recognized individually, rewarded individually, and to be engaged individually. They want a work life that is balanced with their personal life, that they want to do what they want to do, okay? And they want to have opportunities for growth, more learning, etc. They want to be individualized. Instead of looking at functions, we look at the major processes, the process centers within HR, the work centers within HR. And that's, first, you have to think different. You have to look at your employees as assets, not as resources, as assets, okay? It's a real different mindset. Once you look at employees as assets, you're going to take care of them one individual at a time.
The pull, the appeal of automation is just amazing. It's I can fix all my human problems if I just purchase a software, purchase an operating system, whatever, so I don't have to worry about these people anymore. And so the employees are feeling that too. We have students in our classes all the time concerned about their job being automated, their job being completely gone because a computer can do it better. We believe computers cannot do a job better than a human. We believe in the human side of the enterprise, as Douglas McGregor wrote about. But if you don't start off with the mindset that your employees are an asset, it's going to be very difficult to win, to have increased productivity, to have increased retention. Welcome back, everybody, to the New World of Work podcast. This is episode number 20, focusing on chapter 16 of our book, The New World of Work, People, Leadership, and the Digital Age. This is the chapter where we put it all together and introduce the HALM model, the Human Asset Lifecycle Model. We'll get into that here in a second, but we want to thank you all for listening, tuning in again, and following us, liking, subscribing, commenting. We really appreciate that. We're looking forward to the next phase of the podcast, where we're going to bring in guests along the way and see what they see in the new world of work and how they are leading people in the digital age. In addition, we're going to be doing a Investopedia style definition of terms, so you guys can use in your research, or you can refer to and use in classrooms and your trainings as we discuss each of these terms in more detail. But and be sure to check out our website, newworldpeoplespecialists.com. That is going to be the place where you can be most up to date with what we're doing, where we're speaking at, what kind of opportunities there may be for you to connect with us. And just a reminder that we do offer coaching and consulting to small, medium, and large businesses, both profit and nonprofit, to help your top management, your HR departments, your leadership teams in implementing some of these systems. Today, as I mentioned, is a special treat. We are introducing the HALM model. It really is a flip in the mindset, in the perspective on how we increase productivity and increase performance, and we increase employee retention. I think that's what every business owner wants, what every business leader is looking for. So today we have Dr. Robert Ramirez and Dr. Bob Biswas joining us as well. And we just wanted to start off with taking a look at what is the current HR model, the HR management model. Dr. Bob, you want to give us a start on this perspective?
The current HR model has been evolving for a long time now, but it is based on functional divisions of HR work, from starting with recruiting, then compensation, then benefits, okay, and then training and development, and the HRIS function, HRIS systems function. So it's been HR silos, and there are, in the HR profession, there are specialists, training and development specialists, employment specialists, recruiting specialists, comp and benefit specialists, etc. Mm-hmm. But what we are finding in the new world of work, and people specialists in the digital age, what we are now, the employees, the human assets that organizations employ, their orientation is much more different than what it was. They want to be recognized individually, rewarded individually, and to be engaged individually, use their strengths, have their strengths and weaknesses be recognized by management on an individual basis, person by person basis. So human resources, the word resources forces us to think in certain ways. Resources means efficiency and effectiveness. Manage your costs, manage your expenses, okay? But employees are thinking differently. They want a work life that is balanced with their personal life, that they want to do what they want to do, okay? And they want to have opportunities for growth, more learning, etc. They want to be individualized. In the past, HR was built around classification system, grouping people with similar characteristics into similar little boxes called grades, you know, or broadbands or whatever. And it was based on a principle of taxonomy, means putting like things with like characteristics into one box and grouping people. The classic case is the US federal government has a classification, boxification system of people management. I coined that word off the top of my head, boxification. Okay, GS-15, GS-16, whatever. But people do not want to be boxified anymore.
No.
They want to be recognized for their own. So the human asset lifecycle model is a person-based human resource system. That's what we have designed. And we look at instead of looking at functions, we look at the major processes, the process centers within HR, the work centers within HR. And that's, first, you have to think different. You have to look at your employees as assets, not as resources, as assets, okay? It's a real different mindset. Once you look at employees as assets, you're going to take care of them one individual at a time, not put them in boxes, okay? So what you do in the human asset lifecycle model, you take the major process areas within HR and you lay them out: acquisition, motivation, maintenance. You look at the words I'm using. It doesn't use HR functional terms. Acquisition, motivation, maintenance, development, redeployment. Okay, so the HR staff who are interested in completely looking at their HR function from a human asset perspective, not a resource perspective, needs to completely reinvent themselves, re-engineer their process. And the human asset lifecycle model allows that. It's a structure of thinking for HR. It's a methodology to think through the new HR for the new world of work. The way HR function should do that is they put a cross-functional team of HR specialists together to work on redesigning the whole HR system. And then they look at these process centers. We call them talent acquisition is one center. And look at the processes right now in that center, the as-is processes in the center. Draw flowcharts of how work is organized now, within those processes. Then take a step back, put your thinking cap on, and redesign, rethink those processes with the mind of individualization, individual employee satisfaction and engagement. How can we redesign to serve our customer, the HR customer, which is the employee, okay, more effectively, so the employees feel that they are recognized, they are individualized as opposed to boxified, okay? So rethink those processes, create the 2B processes for each of those process centers, okay? And once you have finished this exercise, then you can select the right HR automated platform, because HR is being pushed towards automation and digitization. So then you select the right HR platform, automated platform. There are many, many, many of these platforms, okay? Bamboo HR or whatever HR, Paycom. I can go on Ceridian, Dayforce. Oh, select one of these platforms and then automate where necessary, where possible, these redesigned processes that you came up with. That way the whole HR will be not looked at different individualistic functions, but a process, asset management process. As you know, process thinking is the latest, okay, because of automation and digitization. So HR needs to be looked at from a process point of view that can lead to HR automation and digitization. Okay? Did I explain it well?
Yeah, I think you're right on point too, because if I think about what I've seen the last 20 years in the world of business, in the world of work, is that owners have seen this their workforces as a detriment, something that we're having to maintain constantly. We're having to focus on our retention and employee engagement surveys and all these things, and they have been annoyed with that process, and so they built their HR departments to manage that resource, as to avoid lawsuits, avoid people quitting, avoiding costs, all these things. And so the appeal of automation is just amazing. It's I can fix all my human problems if I just purchase a software, purchase an operating system, whatever. So I don't have to worry about these people anymore. And so the employees are feeling that too. We have students in our classes all the time concerned about their job being automated, their job being completely gone because a computer can do it better. We believe computers cannot do a job better than a human. We believe in the human side of the enterprise, as Douglas McGregor wrote about. But if you don't start off with the mindset that your employees are an asset, it's going to be very difficult to have increased productivity, to have increase retention. You're not going to have leaders, the true star leaders attracted to your organization, because the culture is going to be cattywampus, right? It's going to be all messed up. And so absolutely, I think you're right, Dr. Bob, in the way we design this model is to say, let's look at what we're currently doing and let's reimagine it based on the previous 15 chapters of our book, right? And the things we've talked about. Sure. Robert, what do you think?
Yeah, no, and everything that you have said, I just want to add to that. What we've been talking about in our book is the very nature of work. It's changing, and it's been hyper-accelerated because of COVID and the new gig economy. And I was just I was telling you gentlemen before the phone call, just this month, a Gartner research, big Gartner research, where they interviewed over 800 HR professionals, and they were talking about the top priorities for HR in 2023 and beyond. And the number one issue was leaders and managers' effectiveness. So today's work environment requires leaders to be more authentic, empathetic, and adaptive.
HR, just to emphasize that point, HR was looked as a resource, as Dr. David Ulrich, who's the premier thinker on HR. Dr. David Ulrich, who's really wrote the book HR Champions, mm-hmm. and is regarded in the HR community as the premium thought leader in HR today. He says, now is the time for HR function to look at their function, not from inside out, but from outside in. Mm-hmm. You know, outside in. In the past, HR, function of HR, and I've been in this field for 52 years, has been focused on resource management. That's why we call human resources. Finding the right people at the right place at the right cost, okay? And then keeping them efficient and effective. Keeping them efficient, not necessarily effective, okay? At the least resources possible, okay? And in order to do that, the basic system that was used, the basic thinking that was used in HR is classification, taxonomy, or efficiency, group people into boxes, or that's why I call it boxification, okay, of HR. Now, with the COVID-19 and things and the big resignation, employees want not to be boxified. They want to be individualized. They want to be regarded as an asset by themselves, not be put together with other people in their employment terms and conditions. So in a sense, today's HR person has to deal with one customer at a time, one employee at a time, because that mission and strategic view of HR has changed. The HR function has to re-engineer itself. And one of the ways we are suggesting this re-engineering effort can go forward is look at the centers, process centers of HR. Acquisition one, compensation one, benefits one, training and development, redeployment. All of these process centers, and dissect those centers. How work is done within each one of those process centers right now. And then, once you document how you did the work, put it aside and put your thinking cap, creative thinking cap on, and say, how can we do this work so that we put the employee first? So that the customer is put first. And the effectiveness increases, and we focus on employee satisfaction, employee engagement, etc. And then with a creative mindset, rethink the process, employee acquisition process. Similarly, the compensation process, the benefits process, the training and development process. And once you have done this, rethinking the process out and you document what the process should look like, then You can start an automation effort using latest HR technology.
Yeah, I really like this slide here because it really captures what you're saying, Dr. Bob, and that there is a fourth industrial revolution. We've had this new world of work that we all recognize as employees, but leadership has not yet. And you see, you know, you've seen the kind of the top picture there in some of our previous podcasts about what the digital age is. But if you look at that image on the lower left, that's a symbiotic relationship with AI. So automation is the trend, and we want to do machine learning and AI, but we need to find ways to work together with it. And I think the bottom right really focuses on what is the attitude of your people specialist department. Are you, as an organization, allowing the robots to take the lead, and the robots are the most important asset? And so the people are, maybe you could view this picture, this image here, as the human hanging on to the robot to hang on to their job. But instead, what we should be doing is the human should be the most important asset, and we should be leading the robots. The robots should be tools that we use, that we really emphasize the human element, and then use AI and leverage AI to make us more effective and efficient, as Dr. Buzz has been talking about. Robert, what do you think?
Let me make a point here.
Okay.
When HR sits down, I've been advocating that an HR task force from the different HR functions be put together, so that they can think cross-disciplinary. The other thing to include into the task force is employees and managers. Selectively invite employees and managers when you are redesigning that process center, acquisition process center, onboarding process center. Get input from employees and managers in the redesign of that process center, the processes in that center, okay? This way, HR will be designed with the customer in mind. With the customer in mind. Not with a focus on benchmarking what you HR is, comparing it to what the surveys tell you you should be doing. In the old days, in compensation, companies adopted the Hay system of job evaluation without thinking whether it fits in the company or not, okay? Because everybody else had the Hay system. And the Hay system was then brought into the company. A few compensation people only knew how it worked. And the rest of the organization, the employee and the manager base, was really upset about that system.
Dr. Bob, can you explain to everybody what the Hay system is for those people who may not know?
It was a method to do boxify employees, put them into grades, okay?
Okay, grade levels.
Grade rank jobs. It was a tool to rank jobs. Mm-hmm.
And compensation is based upon your grade level.
Right. It was a very boxified system, okay? But now, when you do this, use this HARM model to architect your new HR system, I would recommend, so clearly when you're re-engineering acquisition, you bring employees, new hires, etc., into the discussion and ask their input of how the system should be. That is a completely mindset change in HR. HR then becomes focused on the customer, the employee, and the manager, not what the common practice in HR is, what the textbook, HR textbook says.
Yeah, and as I mentioned, this human asset lifecycle model emphasizes the humans, You know, there's a lot of software out there that can automate your HR systems. In this model here, HR technology is one process center. But it really, the human is at the middle of this. And so even as you guys are forming your tiger teams to reevaluate your systems, it's very valuable to have somebody like us that are experts in this field to help you through that process. As I mentioned, we're available for coaching. We can even help you select different software for your systems. But really, what we recommend is you start from the perspective that your employees are assets, and flip that mindset. Look through a different lens. Robert, what do you want to add here?
The timing of all this is just, it's just fantastic, you know, with the rapid change that's been going on, and then also the merging of technology like AI that we were talking about. So we have to move a little bit more quickly in our organizations to get the best out of people and to really engage our employees. And so as we've been saying, you know, let's use the new Helm method to speed up the processes, you know, to engage our employees and pay them correctly and keep them and transform them into future leaders.
Yeah, and another thing I want to emphasize on this model is the titles in the four corners. These are cornerstones. These are concepts that really are the atmosphere in which this life cycle model takes place. Performance management should weave in and out of acquisition and maintenance and learning and development. Diversity and inclusion should be in every process along the way here. But an organizational culture custodianship should be owned by the HR department and also operating in an environmentally sustainable manner. But the key to this is the middle piece. We have Helm right there, but what you have to picture is the individual employees right in the middle of that. And so if you've implemented this system well, every individual employee in your company should feel like they are part of this life cycle model, that they are individualized as Dr. Robert and Dr. Bob were talking about. They feel that they are an asset to the company rather than maybe I need to fill out an anonymous survey once a month, once a year to tell you what I feel would be a better way to keep me around. Or even worse, we do these exit interviews to find out what was wrong with the culture after you've taken another job. So if we could get to the point where employees feel individually acquired, individually onboarded, individually motivated, engaged, individually part of a HR technology system, then you're going to see productivity. You're going to keep employees. You're going to see people leaders thrive within the organization. And that's going to result in satisfied customers and satisfied stockholders, shareholders. So this again, we're available to help you convert to this model, to use this model in a variety of ways. Dr. Bob?
I think we covered it all.
Yeah.
The Helm model, we covered it extensively. But as Bill says, we are here if anybody wants our help to... Hey, one thing I wanted to say, in the Helm model that Bill has shown, if you go back to the model for a second, Bill.
Sure.
When we designed this Helm model, our perspective of the process centers are reflected here. Our perspective: acquisition, motivation, engagement, maintenance, technology, learning and development, and redeploy. If a company is going to use this, the HR leaders really should look at these process centers and add or subtract a center based on their organization. Somebody might say one of the key process centers is employee communication. Mm-hmm. So they can add that, add one that center to the circle of life, circle of human asset life cycle circle, or they can take away one of the things. But these are our views of the main process centers in HR.
You just mentioned something we need to emphasize as well. These process centers don't operate in silos. They are a cycle. They are interconnected. And so, we recommend that you get a cross-sectional team together, a tiger team, to address these, because what we see is there is a people specialist that specializes in the acquisition department, but has no connection to the training and development department. And the trainers are not connected to the motivation and engagement sector. And so these need to be interconnected. They need to flow together. And so one of the main outcomes you're going to come up with in our coaching sessions is the interconnectivity of each of these process centers.
Absolutely correct.
So I wanted to close with these two thoughts. HR departments need to reimagine their organizations by leveraging their human assets. And the point that the HALM model, the human asset lifecycle model, invests in organizations' most valuable resource, its people. We need to flip that resource mindset, that effective, how do I use the least amount of resource possible to attract and retain employees, to flip that on its head to say, how can I leverage my assets to thrive? How do I engage and motivate my employees through their performance management system or through their pay system to where they're excited to come to work and contribute? They're interconnected to the mission and vision of the company because the HR department and the people specialist department is interconnected with that mission and vision and all those cornerstones of the HALM model. So thank you guys once again for joining us. You can connect with us on our website at newworldpeoplespecialists.com. And again, connect with us directly. Stay up to date with what we're doing. So thank you again, Dr. Robert and Dr. Bob. And we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for joining us on the New World of Work podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share the podcast and to pick up a copy of our book, The New World of Work, People Leadership in the Digital Age. You can purchase it and connect with us by going to our website at www.newworldpeoplespecialists.com.